Trying to produce high quality content as a business owner probably seems impossible right now with how busy you are. You probably have ideas, but you're burnt out and you just don't have the time, resources, or manpower to actually create ongoing high quality content. Freelancers are undependable, the employees you can afford are inexperienced, and agencies are way too expensive. So what's the solution? Breezy Content is a subscription that matches you with your very own content marketing team that will do everything from the strategy and planning of content to the writing, designing, and publishing of it. We handle everything from social media content to blog writing, SEO friendly content for your website, and even lead generation pieces. We have multiple research methodologies that we use, including interviews, questionnaires, and more, to make sure that all of the content that we create for you is custom, high quality, and will actually move the needle for your business. Don't believe me? I get it. See what our real customers are saying. If you're interested in learning more, book a call today. To learn how to create ongoing content when you don't have time to, visit makecontent.today for our free guide.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It is Wednesday, October 2nd. Today, big budgets, small wins. Is this new pricing trend troublesome for marketers? Pinterest rolls out a new beefed up ad platform. Threads gives you more time to fix your mistakes. And paying for the formatting you are no longer allowed to use. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. Brands are going all in on budget-friendly products to grab younger audiences, and social platforms are cashing in. According to a new eMarketer report out today, most industries diving into social advertising are directing their ad dollars towards younger audiences by pushing affordable products. Industries are flocking to social platforms where their audience spends most of their time, prompting the platforms to expand their offerings of direct response shopping, game install ads, and branding video formats. The media and entertainment industry is still feeling the impact of ongoing strikes, leading to cuts in high-cost media buys like television. But social media has proven a cost-effective alternative for driving game installs and building brand awareness through video ads. Retail and consumer packaged goods dominate social ad spending, accounting for nearly half of the total spend this year. Retail accounts for 30%, CPG nearly 20%. Fast fashion brands like Shein and Temu are leading the charge, pushing other retailers to up their social media ad budgets. Meanwhile, consumer packaged goods companies are investing heavily in social ads to fend off competition from direct-to-consumer brands and white-label players. Pinterest rolled out its new Performance Plus suite this week, featuring a range of new tools for advertisers. Some of the new tools feature generative AI capabilities. For example, a product image with a plain background can be enhanced with relevant lifestyle imagery that places the product shot in context. Pinterest Performance Plus also offers a new bidding option that goes beyond traditional click and conversion optimization. Advertisers can now target shoppers using Pinterest's predictive analytics, which analyzes thousands of signals to assess the potential value of a conversion in real time. The company also enhanced its search and home feeds with personalized branded shopping recommendations. Personalized promotions serve shoppers promotions and sales based on what they've searched for and pinned, while the Deals Ads module makes ads more visible in their home feeds. We have a link to Pinterest's full announcement today in our email newsletter. You can find it by tapping the link at the top of the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. Meta is looking to lure more influencers to Facebook. The company launching today its new Facebook content monetization beta, which merges its three existing programs, in-stream ads, ads on Reels, and the performance bonus, into a single offering that pays creators for Reels, longer videos, photos, and text posts. With Facebook content monetization, creators now need to just sign up for one program compared to the previous model, which actually required multiple sign-up processes on different sites for different programs. The payout model itself, though, remains unchanged. It's still based on performance. Creators can expect to earn from content that performs well, just as they did with previous programs. The company is inviting 1 million existing creators to the beta this week, with more invitations to follow. Open enrollment is set for sometime next year. Threads is giving brands and users some nice upgrades, including more time to edit posts. You now have 15 minutes to edit your posts, up from the previous 5-minute limit. If you have Fediverse sharing enabled, your post won't appear on Mastodon and other platforms until those 15 minutes have passed. Threads will also now let you see who follows you and who likes your posts from other Fediverse servers like Mastodon, making it a little easier to keep track of new followers and engagement. The platform is also expanding its API, which was released in June for developers building third-party integrations and apps. Now, when users make posts via the API, Threads can automatically share them with the wider Fediverse. The update also makes it easier to attach links to posts, introduces real-time notification for replies, and lets users add alt text to pictures and videos.
Trying to produce high-quality content as a business owner probably seems impossible right now with how busy you are. You probably have ideas, but you're burnt out and you just don't have the time, resources, or manpower to actually create ongoing high-quality content. Freelancers are undependable, the employees you can afford are inexperienced, and agencies are way too expensive. So what's the solution? Breezy Content is a subscription that matches you with your very own content marketing team that will do everything from the strategy and planning of content to the writing, designing, and publishing of it. We handle everything from social media content to blog writing, SEO-friendly content for your website, and even lead generation pieces. We have multiple research methodologies that we use, including interviews, questionnaires, and more, to make sure that all of the content we create for you is custom, high quality, and will actually move the needle for your business. Don't believe me? I get it. See what our real customers are saying. If you're interested in learning more, book a call today. To learn how to create ongoing content when you don't have time to, visit makecontent.today for our free guide.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
And finally, Elon Musk has made the decision to ban bold and italic fonts on his platform X. In his own words, quote, "Due to immediate and excessive use of bold font on X, it will be removed from view in the main timeline. You will have to click on post details to see anything in bold. My eyes are bleeding," unquote. He later clarified he means bold and italics, for the record. Remember, bold and italics text is one of the benefits to X's paid upgrade. The investment firm Fidelity this week said X, which was valued at $44 billion when Musk acquired it, is now worth less than $9.5 billion. A recent international survey by Kantar found that 26% of marketers plan to decrease their spending on X next year, the steepest pullback from any major global ad platform. It's a bit of a short show today, and that's probably a good thing because apparently I'm an idiot who doesn't know how numbers work. Yesterday, I proudly told you that Monday was our 2000th episode. It wasn't. Yeah, it was our 1,200. Yeah, that. I think what happened is that I looked, we have a production calendar and we keep track of the number. And for the last few days, I've been watching it go from 1197, 1198, 1199. And for some reason, my brain said, what comes after 1199 is 2000. And obviously it doesn't. It's 1200. So there you go. But stick with us, you know, another 3.5 years. I'm going to take all this back. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will be your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.